Now, of course, if that's the only strum pattern you had, you know, then every song would be, you know, and that would be a bit much, right? I mean, you can't play, you can play a couple of songs like that, but if you played every song like that, I think if you, you know, did a performance, people would be gone within the first 10 minutes. So what you want to do is mix it up, okay? What we're going to do in example three is mix up the down, mix up example one and example two. It would sound like this. One, two, and three, four, and. Okay? So again, on the beat I go down, on the and I go up, and I'm doing every other one. So it's, every other one is a down up. So the pattern is down, down, up, down, down, up. Okay? Over and over. So it'll be three, four. Down, down, up, down, down, up. One, two, and three. Four, and one, two, and three. Four, and. Okay, keep. All right, now this is important as well. When we, as we start getting into it, I want you to do nice, big, sweeping motions with your hand, with the right hand. Don't just do little motions, because as we get into it more, this will become more and more important. I want you to do a nice, big sweep. Even though you're only playing four strings on this chord, your hand can still sweep above and below. If you don't get all four every single time, don't worry about it. One, for right now, of course. One. Giving, you can't see my hand right now, but it's giving a nice sweeping motion so that the total span of the up and down, you know, stroke is a lot bigger than the span between the four strings. Does that make any sense? So I'm going a nice big arching motion. You ever see The Karate Kid, the movie Wax On, Wax Off? The Karate Kid is a great movie if you never saw it. So I'm just going to explain the relevance of it right now. The young boy wants to learn karate, and he goes to the master's house, and for weeks all the master does is have him wax the floors, and he makes sure to have him do it in these big circular sweeping motions away from his body, you know, like that. So he's on his hands and knees waxing the guy's floors for weeks, and finally he gets frustrated and says, you know, when are we going to learn karate? All you're making me do is clean your house. I'm tired of it. And at that moment, the master pretends to attack the kid, and the kid blocks him with the big sweeping motions that he's been reinforcing over and over. And so the kid has been doing karate without him even knowing it for weeks, and he instilled that kind of muscle memory. And this is the key of what we're talking about. Rhythm is not a mental thing. You have to think about this. There are thousands and thousands, millions of rhythms. But there are only 12 notes in our Western world. But there are thousands and millions of rhythms. It's a huge concept that deserves some focus on your part. How can you possibly learn? Anyone can learn 12 notes on the guitar. I have another audio program, How to Learn the Notes on the Guitar. Anyone can learn that in a fairly short time. There's only 12 notes and they keep repeating over and over and over. But how can you learn rhythms? How can you master, like, you know, all kinds of zillions of rhythms? And it's not a mental thing. Unlike learning the note names, which is a mental thing, learning the notes on the guitar. Rhythm is a physical thing. It's purely a physical thing. You cannot mentally digest, you know, very difficult rhythms. In fact, the more difficult the rhythm, how shall I say this? There are parts of the world where they don't write down any notated music, and the rhythmic complexity is vast, you know. And for us to write it down in Western notation and then analyze it and all this, it can take a music student, you know, years or months or years to learn, you know, what little kids learn in some foreign countries, and they can just play it all day long. They might not be able to analyze it and teach it in a classroom, but they can play, you know, circles around. In general, the West, if I may sort of philosophize a little bit, you know, in general, Western culture, the music of Western culture is more harmonic and melodic than it is rhythmic. You know, if you put on the pop radio station, you know, chances are the song is going to be in 4/4 and it's not going to change and it's not going to have any polyrhythms or any rhythmic complexities. It'll have subtle ones, but overall that won't be the backbone of the song. It'll be more about the melody and the lyrics. And even the harmony tends to be a bit bland in pop music, but in other types of Western music, like classical music or jazz, you know, the harmony can be quite rich. By no means am I trying to say that Western music is rhythmically void. I'm just saying that in other countries, rhythms are the backbone of what is happening and is all important and is taught to, you know, to little kids who know a lot of rhythms without even knowing that they know. So does that make any sense? But the point of the story is the rhythms are a physical thing. They're to be absorbed in the body. And this is good news for you, the student. You don't have to mentally figure out rhythms, but you do have to feel them. And then the best way to feel them on the guitar is to have huge long strokes. Let's change the chord to like a G or something. Okay. Now for those of you doing the small G, the three string G, you have to be careful only to play three strings, but I still want you to play a big sweeping arch motion. For those of you playing a six string G, you can easily sweep, you know, even all the way from the bottom of the neck to the bottom of the body of the guitar to the top of the body. Like a huge, nice, big sweeping motion. The span of the strings is only, what, like maybe 2-3 inches? But the span of your strum can be, you know, 6 inches or more. And this is not so hard right now, but when we get into harder rhythms, it's going to pay off having this hand motion go up and down without stopping, no matter what the rhythm is. For right now, we're just going to play a G chord, number 3, and it's going to sound like this.